Taiwan plans to expand its plastic bag ban. Currently, the Ministry of Environment prohibits supermarkets and convenience stores from giving out free single-use plastic bags to customers. It wants to extend the restriction to breakfast shops and vendors at traditional markets and night markets.
A proposal will be released as early as next year.
This year, we'll be having discussions with relevant businesses, such as vendors that issue invoices and those at traditional markets and night markets. We'll see if there's a chance to further reduce the use of plastics. This will be an inconvenience. Customers are used to having plastic bags. Oh well, it will save us money. Consumers can pay for their own bag. Actually, I came here today on the spur of the moment. Usually, I bring my cooler bag.
Officials say they'll start by holding discussions with the targeted business demographic. The goal is to release a proposal by next year and to ultimately phase out all single-use plastics by 2030. Taiwan will officially become a super-aged society in 2025, but that doesn't mean that there will be more retirees. With the rise of cost of living in an inflation economy and longer life expectancy, more and more people, 65 and older, choose not to retire.
In a recent report by the BBC, the pension age in the UK could rise to 68 in 2044.
Seniors playing croquet on a field, that's the kind of life many people hope to enjoy during their retirement. However, more and more people are choosing to put off retirement, opting instead to continue working.
If I'm still able and have the strength, then I will still work. Like in Japan, there are lots of people working into their 70s. I'm 68 and I've never retired. I clean houses, but that took a toll. Now I'm old and can't do that anymore, so I clean outdoors and that's easier work.
According to a recent report by the BBC, retirement at age 65 won't be possible for most people as global life expectancy grows, social safety nets fray, and cost of living spikes. It points out that the UK pension age is already set to rise from 66 to 67 by March 2028, and after 2044, it could rise to 68. In Taiwan, the average life expectancy has increased to nearly 80 years old, and there is a serious labor shortage. This is why the government is offering incentives to encourage older adults to return to the workplace.
About 13% of people over 65 are still working. So why do people work? Well, 55% of them are working because of their financial situation. As life expectancy increases and the population ages, it looks like people will voluntarily postpone their retirement in the future.
Taiwan will become a super-aged society in 2025. Currently, the number of 65-year-olds has exceeded 4 million. Although the employment rate is not high for this age group at present, with longer lifespans and the pressure from the rising cost of living, retiring at the age of 65 will likely be getting more and more difficult, as Taiwan follows the global trend.
After weeks of delay, the U.S. House plans to vote on foreign military aid for Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine. The Senate passed a $95 billion U.S. package for the three nations in February, but the legislation has languished in the House.
In a bid to break the deadlock, House Speaker Mike Johnson plans to separate the package into three bills, one for Israel, one for Ukraine, and a third for Taiwan. A vote is scheduled for Saturday evening.
The Biden administration's $95 billion U.S. dollar aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan was passed by the Senate, but has been blockaded in the House for weeks. But Speaker Mike Johnson has announced that the package will be split into three bills, with a vote scheduled for Saturday night. U.S. President Joe Biden voiced his support. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he urged lawmakers to approve the aid before the end of the week.
We should surge support to Ukraine now to stop Mr. Putin from encroaching on our NATO allies and ensure that he doesn't draw U.S. troops into a future war with Europe.
Johnson's decision has been blasted by far-right Republicans.
There's no other way to describe it. It's surrender. It's disappointing.
I'm well past the point of giving grace here.
Is it time for him to get out of office?
I need a little bit more time today, but it's not good.
At least two members of Johnson's own Republican Party have demanded his ouster. As the GOP leads the House by just 5 votes, the bill's passage will rely on Democratic votes.
It is growing. I think some people are becoming more angry than I am. I don't know how long people are going to tolerate this because he's doing nothing but serving the Democrats.
I'm operating with the smallest margin in U.S. history. The only way to get a rule on the floor is that it requires a couple of Democrats.
3 individual aid bills will be put forward, along with a 4th bill that bans TikTok if its owner ByteDance doesn't sell its stake. After the vote, the House will send the 4-bill bundle to the Senate for a vote. The bundle will not include a 5th bill on U.S.-Mexico border security, which was introduced to satisfy hardline Republicans. It remains to be seen if Johnson can push the package through, or if he'll lose his speakership in the coming days.
May 20th will be a chance to see a president inaugurated and to snag some very special keepsakes. 5 limited edition items will be given to guests in a collectible bag.
The souvenirs are branded with the colors blue, green, orange, and yellow, symbolizing freedom, democracy, confidence, and friendliness. Let's hear from the creative mind behind the design.
台湾的形状事实上是在经纬度线上有四个点就可以围绕而成.
The shape of Taiwan can be encapsulated by just 4 points on this set of latitude and longitude lines. These intersecting colored bands highlight Taiwan's unique geography, as well as its democratic unity.
The gifts include a fisherman's hat and bottled water. There's also a set of colorful pins. The largest pin features the new president and his VP, rendered in bold stripes. The smaller features a dog and a cat, which represent dog lover Lai Ching-te and cat aficionado Xiaobi Kim. President-elect Lai Ching-te has been named one of Time magazine's most influential people of 2024.
Lai's entry for the annual ranking was written by former U.S. Ambassador to China John Huntsman, who compared Lai to Atlas in Greek mythology, who must shoulder the world. Time magazine has released its list of this year's 100 most influential people. Lai Ching-te, who will become Taiwan's president on May 20th, was included in the leaders category, alongside Philippine President Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos and Chinese Premier Li Qiang. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang was listed under innovators.
This international recognition affirms the democratic achievements of the people of Taiwan. In the future, Vice President Lai will uphold Taiwan's democracy. He will work with like-minded nations to maintain regional peace and stability and lead the nation forward.
On its webpage introducing Lai, Time magazine features a contemplative portrait of him and a tribute written by a prominent U.S. politician.
Hu xiang bang mang, hu xiang xue xi. Together we work, together we progress.
John Huntsman Jr., who ran in the 2012 Democratic presidential primaries, is a former governor of Utah and a one-time U.S. ambassador to China. In his tribute, he introduced Lai as Taiwan's next president. Lai is inheriting the large task of ensuring his government's very survival amid Chinese aggression, he wrote. The article noted that Taiwan supplies more than half of the world's chips, but has never been at higher risk due to tensions with China. Huntsman said that for Lai, the tasks ahead might make him feel like Atlas shouldering the world. He said Lai's decisions will affect the world and the future of democracy in Asia. On social media, Lai responded to the tribute, writing that Taiwan will continue to take steady and confident steps forward as it shoulders the responsibilities of the times.
This is not just a personal achievement for Lai Ching-te, but one for the entire nation. It highlights the importance of Taiwan. Because of our geopolitical position and economic strength, the international spotlight shines on Taiwan's president.
This isn't the first time Taiwan's leadership made Time's list of influential people. President Tsai Ing-wen was included twice. With its leadership making global headlines, it's clear that the eyes of the world are on Taiwan.
It is firefly season, and one of the best places to view the lightning bugs is at a resort in Sanyi Township in Miaoli. From April to May every year, Wangyo Valley and the resort is dotted with blinking lights from the bugs every night.
But in addition to the green light dotting the grass, the ground also reveals a patchwork of blue. This is due to the ground cover Asiatic pennywort that grows in the valley. The canyon terrain causes the light to refract, and with the light from a large number of fireflies, the color turns light blue when photographed with a single-lens camera. The spectacular scenery only appears at this time of year, so people who want to behold the scenery should seize the opportunity.
Since the April 3rd earthquake, many people have been rechecking the structural resilience of their homes. If you think your building is quake-proof enough, government support may be available.
A government policy to reinforce old buildings applies to both homes and businesses. FTV visited buildings improved by the policy to see what the works involves, including a National Property Administration office and a residential unit in Yilan.
This is the National Property Administration office on Aiguo East Road in Taipei. With its thin pillars, the walls of this 40-year-old building have been turned into windows. This structural engineer was concerned by its questionable earthquake resilience, although it has withstood several big earthquakes. The government's new reinforcement policy aims to strengthen buildings' earthquake resilience, especially consolidating older buildings.
This pillar has been column jacketed. Its dimensions are clearly larger than the other pillars. How you make it is you first shave off the original plaster to reveal the structural elements beneath, and on the outside of the old pillar, you re-jacket the column with steel bars surrounded by concrete. So it becomes a new, larger pillar, and its earthquake resilience is increased. That's column jacketing. Adding an inclined strut or a wall is a very effective method because their lateral rigidity has much more capacity to withstand quakes than a single pillar. We can say almost 80% of the force of an earthquake is absorbed by the walls and the inclined struts. So when the first tremor comes, they absorb most of it, and even if they are damaged, they protect the pillars. The pillar stays standing, so the building doesn't collapse and the people have a chance to escape.
In Yilan, the assembly of a residential unit discussed the building reinforcement policy and agreed by majority vote on a reinforcement project that would take more than a year. Now their building is stronger than ever, although the improvements are invisible.
This building is very safe after the reinforcement. For example, this wall was originally here, and this was empty space. The tiles were originally open work. That was a big threat to the safety of the building. An engineer designed this for us, and it was all reinforced. High-strength cement was poured in to create a load-bearing wall.
Your house may have withstood many strong earthquakes, but that doesn't mean it is without risk. You may benefit from doing a health check on your house so your home is ready for whatever comes its way.
Turning now to Hualien, the earthquake-damaged Uranus building is no more. After demolition work wrapped up on Wednesday, the next step is to pave the surrounding roads.
To assist in the process, a Japanese company has provided a vehicle with ground-penetrating radar. This piece of machinery can detect any unseen sinkholes beneath the road surface. The Japanese company said it was providing the vehicle free of charge to thank Taiwan for its support after the 2024 Noto earthquake. Heavy rains battered northern Taiwan on Thursday, wreaking havoc during the morning rush hour. Commuters had to contend with flooded roads, cut-off tunnels, and inundated metro facilities.
Traffic jams appeared across Taipei and New Taipei, triggering complaints on local officials' Facebook pages.
A scooter sails across the water. In Greater Taipei, the morning downpour caught many commuters off guard. A lake formed on the road near Taishan Station on the Taoyuan Metro. In Ugu District, Shuhong 10th Road was submerged in 8 centimeters of water. At this underpass in Yonghe, a waterfall cascades from the ceiling. A strong convective cloud system brought heavy rains to Taipei and New Taipei. In Xiju District, a road near Chongde Elementary School turned into a river. Several scooters parked on the street fell to their side, getting completely submerged.
At around 6 o'clock this morning, heavy downpours caused flooding in some areas. Water levels reached 45 to 50 centimeters. It was around the time that many residents were going to work or school, and it wasn't easy for them to retrieve their scooters. They had to wade through the water, and in some cases, they couldn't even get to their scooters.
At Taipei Main Station, a passage connecting Taiwan Railway to the Taoyuan Metro was flooded with 10 centimeters of water. Cleaning staff tried to clear out the water as passersby waded across, pulling up on their clothes.
It's crazy. Of course it is. This is a key transport hub and it's all flooded. It's shocking.
Over at Wenzhou Street, strong winds topped a large tree. At Section 2 of Zhongyang North Road in Beitou, a car got trapped in a flooded tunnel. Water pumps were deployed to clear out the passage.
There was significant rainfall during the day in central and northern Taiwan. After midday, and especially in the afternoon, the precipitation will be more pronounced in southern Taiwan, especially in mountainous areas, as well as Hualien and Taidong. The wet weather will start easing in the evening.
Taipei and New Taipei established a Level 3 Disaster Response Center to manage the rains. Even so, online complaints flooded the Facebook pages of local officials. For many drenched commuters, the rains put a damper on the entire day.
TSMC reported a stellar first quarter at its earnings call on Thursday. Consolidated revenue reached 592.64 billion NT, and earnings per share hit 8.7 NT, a new high for the quarter.
Looking ahead, TSMC CEO C.C. Wei said the April 3rd earthquake and the April power price hike could have a minor impact on TSMC's gross margin in the second quarter.
TSMC announced exceptional figures in the first quarter. Consolidated revenue stood at 592.64 billion NT and earnings per share at 8.7 NT. As TSMC expands globally to meet client demand, it's also facing higher costs associated with overseas factories.
We do encounter some kind of higher cost in the overseas, or even recently the inflation and the electricity. We expect our customer to share some of the higher costs with us.
The chip maker said it would evaluate ways to share the higher costs with clients. It also gave an update on its global expansion. Three fabs are under construction in the US. The first is slated to enter mass production in the first half of 2024. The second and third are expected to come online between 2028 and 2030. TSMC's second fab in Japan's Kumamoto Prefecture is expected to start production in 2027. The company's project in Dresden, Germany, will mostly focus on automobile and industrial chips. TSMC is also facing higher costs in Taiwan after electricity rates rose on April 1st.
Primarily due to impact from the earthquake on April 3rd, as just discussed, and higher electricity costs in Taiwan. TSMC's electricity price in Taiwan has increased by another 25% starting April 1st this year. This is expected to take out 70 to 80 basis points from our second quarter gross margin.
The April 3 earthquake and rising electricity bills are expected to have a minor effect on gross margin. But with its long-term outlook still strong, TSMC's leadership in the sector remains unthreatened.